And we're taking a look at the transportation of the future in the NPR Cities Project.
Becoming a world-class city.
Keep the transit running.
We have to move people a lot more efficiently.
Come, take a ride of the future.
An industry is emerging around an old kind of urban transportation with a new source of power. Streetcars usually rely on electric wires overhead, but some people think those wires are really ugly. They cost money to put up and maintain, and they can get in the way of fire trucks. The cutting edge of streetcar technology runs without those wires. And we begin with NPR's Franklin Cater in the nation's capital.
Here on 8th Street Northeast in Washington, D.C., the area is full of new restaurants and bars that occupy brightly painted brick row houses. And there's also a new streetcar line. And about 15 feet overhead, a loose web of wires. They're power for the streetcars.
It's not an eyesore per se, but now it's like really noticeable that you mentioned it.
Do you mind if I ask your name?
Dorian Jones.
Letitia Smith.
What do you think of the overhead wires?
That's okay. It's just a waste of money.
Years in the making, this line is still being tested. The public can't ride yet, so many people are more worried about the millions spent than they are about wires and aesthetics. But back in 1888, aesthetics were very important to Congress. They saw wires as a threat to the beauty of the nation's capital, and they passed a law. No overhead wires for telegraph, telephone, electric lighting, or anything else. So when the city wanted to reintroduce streetcars a few years ago, they started looking at wireless technology. They didn't like what they found, so City Council allowed wires on H Street. A plan to extend this line across town would still require an off-wire solution. But streetcars ran all over the city without wires until 1962. How? To find out, I went to the National Capital Trolley Museum. It's a streetcar geek's dream.
Watch your step when leaving the car.
You can ride old streetcars, and inside...
And now we're in Conduit Hall.
Conduit Hall, where museum director Ken Rucker explains how things used to work. They had a conduit, a stick dropped from the car through a slot in the street, picking up power underground.
So the 14th streetcar line was powered by the underground conduit.
You would have had to dig a trench to put all of this in.
Yes, and that way we're not upsetting Washington's pristine skies with trolley wire overhead.
Setting that up again would be colossally expensive, and these days, unnecessary. Thanks to the changing automotive industry, there's another option, battery power. To learn about that, we're now a couple hundred miles north of Washington, in the Pennsylvania mountains.
Where we're standing right now, we've got overhead cranes and catenary systems to support.
I'm with Marion Van Fossen, president of Brookville Equipment Corporation, and Joel McNeil, vice president for business development.
Over here, you'll see the streetcars that we're working on.
Business in off-wire streetcars is good for Brookville. They built cars for a line in Dallas that opened just this year, the first modern-day off-wire line in the United States. And they're making more.
Two for Dallas and six for Detroit.
Brookville's car is really a hybrid.
Prius of the modern streetcar market, right?
Part of the time it runs on wire. Where wires end, it keeps going, powered by a lithium-ion battery. There's hot competition to make streetcars like this. More than a dozen cities have expressed interest in buying them. And though it's a hybrid right now, McNeil says...
In 5 years, it's definitely a possibility to go completely wire-free.
Now, if you want to see an off-wire streetcar with a really fast charging time in action, you can go halfway around the world to China. And while I head back to Washington, here's NPR's Anthony Kuhn to pick up this part of the story.
These new streetcars glide along the Pearl River in southern Guangzhou City. The first tram line in operation is 5 miles long in a new up-and-coming urban district. You can't see where the power for these trams comes from unless you know where to look. I'm at a station with Fan Xiaoyun, assistant chief engineer with the Guangzhou Metro. He points to some thin strips of metal up above the streetcars.
You can see that as the train enters the station, it just lightly touches those contact strips, and in 20 seconds, it's fully charged and ready to go to the next station.
Instead of batteries, the trams have Chinese-made supercapacitors. They're charged in the time that it takes passengers to get on and off. Then the streetcars can move at nearly 45 miles an hour. Fan Xiaoyun says that not having to lay cables or electrified rails between stations saves money.
The cost of building this system is between a quarter and a seventh of the cost of building a subway. There's no need to dig tunnels. We just have to modify the street surface a bit.
And they're cheap to run. Fan says that a streetcar carrying more than 300 people can go a kilometer or 0.6 miles for the equivalent of about 44 cents. Guangzhou city planners are designing an entire new business district around the new tram line.
Right now you can see that there are no tall buildings here, but this area is now a focus of development, and in about 3 years, the buildings will be even more dense here than across the river.
Fan points out that in large cities like Guangzhou, streetcars don't replace subways, they supplement them. They're to get you that last leg of the journey, ideally to take you door to door. Fan says that not only can streetcars improve urban transport, they can make cities more clean, livable, and fun. The train I'm riding in has a kid-friendly theme with pictures of clowns and circus animals. Passenger Xu Xuejun says taking the streetcars sure beats sitting in traffic or walking through clouds of car exhaust downtown. Of course I would like to see these streetcars in my neighborhood too, she says, but the city center is too crowded and I'm afraid it's just not feasible. Fan Xiaoyun says the city is exploring the feasibility of extending tram lines into downtown areas. For now, he's got his hands full hosting delegations from cities around China and the world, lining up to learn more about his city's supercapacitor-powered streetcars. Anthony Kuhn in Guangzhou for the NPR Cities Project.